Have you ever hit your sales goals but felt like your bank account didn't get the memo? You're not alone. A lot of agents are chasing closings, trophies, and top producer bragging rights while quietly wondering why their profit margins are so thin. Now, imagine flipping that script. Imagine a business where every client, every listing, and every minute on your calendar actually pays and pays well. You're listening to Commission, the podcast where successful real estate agents and team leaders go from chaos and the grind of just figuring it out to freedom, peace of mind, and building real wealth through systems and structure. I'm Todd Tremonti, team leader here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and alongside me is Grady Dill, our director of real estate growth systems. Together, we've been coaching and consulting agents across North America for well over a decade and helping them scale past their plateaus. Today on the show, we're diving into a big question. How do you double your profit? Not someday, but right now, without working more or selling out. To answer that, we're leaning into proven strategies that have been drilled into our coaching clients for years, and they work every time. In this episode, you're going to learn three things that you can put into practice right away. Number one, how to double your take-home pay without having to make an extra cent. Number two, how to lead commission conversations with confidence, not compromise. And number three, how to add massive value to your clients without increasing your cost or your workload. And there's a mindset shift in here too. It might just change how you think about your business forever. Profit isn't about hustle. It's about focus. So if you're ready to stop surviving and start thriving, stick around for this episode of Commissioned. All right, party people. I love this topic and I am so ready to get into it. I want to make sure that this is actionable, that this makes sense, but I want to openly acknowledge up front how completely bogus a topic like this is. To double your profit, and I contend that you could do this in the next 30 days. You could do this on every transaction that you transact going forward. Let's just say you need 1 or 2 or 3 days. Maybe you need a week or 2 or 3 to really mentally buy in, to believe that you are worth this, to believe that you're capable of this. But that's it. That's the timetable. Is what does it take for you to feel completely convinced, for you to believe, for you to be confident enough to simply implement what we're going to talk about right here. So let's get into it. Let me just start by saying, look, the math part here is very easy. It's very simple. Simple is the better word. This is very simple. And then there's some challenge to the implementation, but mostly it's between your two ears. Mostly the actual taking of action here is about just getting confident, feeling like you're in line ethically, that you can and you're worthy of it and you can deliver on it. But we're going to walk through exactly how to double your profit in your business. If you know your exact profitability number, let's just say you've been in the business 10 years. Look at the last year. What percentage of your total revenue is profit? If you've only been in the business for 10 days, then we don't know that number yet. But if you have at least one transaction, what you would like to know is what percentage of that income was profit. For the sake of this example, and of course, we are not price fixing in any way, but let's just say that of the commission that you charged, you got to take home 1% of the sales price. You could calculate that a ton of different ways, so just know that that's a placeholder, but let's just say that 1% of your total fee was net profit to you. How do you then go double your profit? This is going to sound ridiculously simple, but we're going to get into how. Is you double that? What if you could charge 1% more? I'm here to tell you that you can. And many of you are already delivering the value that would make you worth it. So the math is simple. If you have a net profit of 1% of sales price and you increased your fee by 1% more of sales price, doesn't matter what you're charging. I'm not even going to get into that. You should charge what you're worth. You should be able to over-deliver what you charge. But if 1% is your net profit and you increased your fee by another 1%, you now literally doubled your net profit on the same number of transactions. If you sold 18 houses last year or 180 houses last year, and you took home 1% on average per transaction, and you increased your fee by 1%, and you did not increase your cost at all, you are now doubling your profit on every transaction going forward, or on average, 1% on every transaction going forward. Let's just say you took home $200,000 last year. That's one way you could take home $400,000 next year. My guess is if you did that, and you did what we're going to discuss as we move forward, and you drove a ton more value to the client, and you did it more confidently, and you communicated better, you're not only going to double your profit on the same number of transactions, you're likely to increase your number of transactions. People are likely to be happier with you, more likely to repeat or refer or leave reviews or go be an advocate for you. So understand what portion of your income, your GCI, your revenue, gross commission income, or whatever you're tracking as far as revenue, understand what percentage of that is profit, and let's think about doubling it, okay? Increasing your fee that amount, okay? Now, how do we do that? How could you increase your value to the client enough to increase your fee to double your profit? Now, some of you are watching and listening to this because you already have a great business and you're selling a good number of houses and you're delivering great value to your client, way more than is normal in your market. But let's just assess that right now. When we bring in a new coaching client, we have this very simple 5-tool resource that helps people understand what they want to do uniquely, how they create value, how they offer value, how they charge for that, how they communicate that. But for the sake of this episode, let's just talk quickly about what is normal in your market. Make a list. What is normal in your market? What do most agents do for most clients? Do they open doors? Do they show houses? Do they fill out paperwork? Do they value homes? Whatever that is, that's the baseline. Now, there's no set fee, no normal commission. There's not supposed to be, there shouldn't be. You are not a commodity. You're not the same as everybody else. But once we identify what's normal in our market, what's common, what's typical, then we can begin to identify, do I do anything already that's over and above the normal? Do I do anything already that's uniquely valuable, that is more convenient, that is more fun, more enjoyable, that lowers stress, lowers drama, decreases turnaround times? What am I doing right now that's not normal and that is also valuable to my client? That gets them more money for the sale of their home, that brings down the cost of their purchase, that decreases timeline if they want, that decreases stress and frustration, that increases fun and enjoyment and sleep at night. What do I do that brings value that is not normal? That's where we really get into the good stuff that might allow us to already increase our fee, potentially all the way to doubling your profit. But let's just say we're doing a little bit more than the norm, but not enough to double our fee, enough to double our profit. Not enough to get that additional 1%. Or you might only need to go up 0.5%. Or you might have massive profit margin and you need to go up another couple of percentage points. That's only one way to do it, but that's what we're focused on here. So now we know what's normal in the market, and you might need to take some time to do that, to make that list of what's normal, to ask some questions, to do some homework, and then to identify what do I do, if anything, that's over and above that, that's better than that, that's more valuable than that, that saves more money, adds more money, saves more time, decreases drama. Now, what more could I do that would add more value to my client, get them more for the sale of their home, help them pay less for the purchase of their home or the process of purchasing, have less stress, less drama, sleep better, have more fun, find it more enjoyable, be more convenient? Okay, so what's normal? What do I do that's better than normal? And what more could I do that would be even more valuable than I'm already doing so that a client would view my service as more valuable and be willing to pay more for it? We all know that in almost every industry on the planet, there's a wide variety of pricing. There's significant price elasticity for those that offer the most value. They can charge more. Those that offer the least value usually, almost always, charge the least. And the consumer knows that. In the world of residential real estate, this is what, at least what is stated as the goal of these class action lawsuits, of the Department of Justice, of these kind of antitrust lawsuits, anti-industry, anti-NAR business. Most of this, not all, is at least labeled as an effort to create more competition, more business models, and more value for the consumer. Okay, so this is actually good news for us if we want to double our profits. We can understand the marketplace, understand our value, increase our value, and then, if appropriate, increase our fee to a place where you could increase your profit by 10%, 50%, double it, which would be 100% increase, or quadruple it, 200% increase, whatever the math is for you that would get you where you want to be. You don't have to double. That's kind of a rah-rah bro way of saying it. But for some of you, you would like to double your take-home income without having to double your effort. Or you might just want to maintain your income and cut your effort in half, or at least reduce it some. This is a path for you to do that. Okay, what are some ways you could do that? Just think of it. What are some things you could do to potentially get your sellers more money for their house? Some of the really common ones are you could stage properties if you're not staging them. You could stage them better if you are staging them. You could have better strategy. You could have better partners. You could have better marketing. You could have better communication, better negotiation. Now, in the world of residential real estate, sadly, many people think pretty much everybody does the same. Pretty much everybody gets the same results. I am here to tell you with 20 plus years of experience, that is baloney. It's just not true. I've gone from being totally solo agent winging it to owning a franchise that offered flat fee services, low flat fee services, to being independent again and trying to put together a great business model, defining my model and constantly refining it with better people, better marketing, better technology, better staff, better coaching, better resources, better media, better people again, all those things. And I can tell you there are a plethora of things that you can do and your team and your staff can do that will drive up the prices you get for homes you sell, drive down your cost, improve the buyer's experience, buyer's pricing and budgeting. You can make a massive difference. Oftentimes, just with your ability to communicate. One conversation on one phone call could get a seller $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 more. Could save a buyer $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in purchase price or in improvements or repairs or process or timing. So if you've been doing this for a while, you probably know a bunch of those things. And if not, you can ask around. Stay tuned to this podcast. We're always here talking about new and better ways to do these things. But many people have thought that the disruption in our industry over the last few years, whether it be class action lawsuits, NAR changes, or just the public perception in the media, was going to hurt you as an agent, hurt your compensation, hurt your ability to deliver value. I'm here to tell you, I have witnessed it. I have seen it provide an opportunity for you to better communicate your value, for you to have to sit a client down before the buy side or the sell side and communicate why they would sign with you, why they would hire you, why you're different, why your service is more or less valuable, and be able to get that understanding, different expectations from your client up front so that they would be willing to pay you more. Now, there's other ways to increase your profitability. Of course, you could lower cost, right? You could increase your revenue by selling higher price point homes, by getting repeat transactional volume, one client buy and sell more times with you. But revenue isn't always the best path because typically revenue means more transactions. Now, it doesn't if you go higher price point homes. There's a lot of way to cut this, but what I'm trying to help you find is what I believe to be the simplest way for you to double your profit right now. And that is simply add more value. I know that sounds silly, but it really isn't as complicated as it sounds, and increase your fee. Whatever your profit amount is, to double that. Now, do you have an offer? What do you offer somebody that if you were to ask them for an increased fee, that they would be able to see that as different than the marketplace, more valuable than their alternatives, and worthy of your increased fee? Now, if you have a unique way of doing things, you need to package that, you need to name it, you need to brand it so that when you're talking to a prospect, they can view that easily, make it easy for them, not to persuade them, to trick them, but for them to see it as actually different and uniquely valuable. You know, there's so many agents that are meeting with clients and they don't have a plan of any kind. But if you're sitting down and you have a 7-step proprietary marketing system, like we do, if you have a 5-step seller's program, if you have 3 steps to higher prices or whatever it is, if you name it, if you package it, if you can communicate it confidently, clearly, ethically, and honestly, if you can communicate a track record, if you have social proof, others communicating the importance and the value of what you do and not just you, in many formats, in many situations, and different property types or whatever it is that you specialize in, then you can gain the confidence and trust, honestly and ethically, that you have more value, that you have a proven track record, that you could potentially guarantee results. And then you're going to find more people willing to pay you more money, a higher fee. In an industry that is supposed to be very focused on not being the same. Sherman Antitrust Act, class action lawsuits, NAR regulation, rules and ethics, state associations, local associations. We are supposed to be different. This is a gift to you to go and choose to be different, to choose to be premium, to choose to offer more value, not only value in pricing in dollars, but value in experience, value in fun, value in ease, value in speed, value in convenience, and be able to charge more because of that. Who wants to be the lowest price in the marketplace? Not me. Doesn't mean you have to be the highest price, but you ought to be paid fairly for your value, as most professionals are in most industries. Do not get stuck in the residential real estate approach. Think of yourself as someone who can and should and probably maybe already does offer unique value, and then make sure you're compensated accordingly like most other professionals. So you understand your offer. This is what we do that's different. These are the results we deliver that are different. This is our fee that I don't even care if it's different because I'm not worried about what other people do. My fee is tied to the results we deliver. Here's your reminder. Your fee is not tied to your cost. Financially, how much you spend to deliver the result, or your time, how much time it takes you to deliver the result, or even necessarily if you have a degree or where you got a degree or your education or your credentials or your letters or your certifications, it's tied to the results you deliver. Many of us in residential real estate get paid on a contingency. We only get paid after we've delivered the results. That is another thing you ought to consider. If you're going to work on a contingency, you ought to get paid for that risk and the value that you deliver. So as you communicate that, we have to not only assess our value, that's what we talked about in the beginning, but be able to communicate that in a really compelling way. That's why I'm talking about packaging it, naming it, clarifying how it's different than the norm in your market, clarifying the track record, maybe packaging that as a guarantee, either quantifying that with numbers or stories of what's been possible, using other people, that third-party social proof, to communicate that you've done this time and time again. And if you haven't, build that as quickly as you can. If you're on a team or in a brokerage, that is a great way to benefit from the success and track record of others, as long as it's true and ethical. Okay? These are simple ways for you to do it. It's not always easy for you to believe it, trust it, and build that confidence and track record as you do it, but it can be that simple. So you determine what's normal in your market. Do you do anything that is already over and above the norm? What else could you do to take it even more over and more above the norm? And then consider what could or should that be worth to the client? And now we need to practice how to communicate that uniquely. What is our offer? What do we do? What do we do that's different? How do we protect not only their dollars, but their time and their emotions and their stress and the drama and the experience? How do we over-deliver even on our increased newer fee? Increase from what you used to charge, not increase from the norm. We don't care about what anybody else is charging. We're not price fixing. We're not worried about everybody else. Our value that we can deliver determines our pricing. So that's our process. Now we package it, we name it, we practice communicating it. We're continually improving our communication of it as we have better stories to tell that illustrate what we do and the aspects of what we do, our 7-step, 9-step, 3-step, 2-step, 4-part, whatever, that leads to X outcome, Y outcome. We practice that. We hone it. We craft it. This is what we talk about here on this podcast. This is what we do in coaching. This is what we're training our team members on our team to do day in and day out. And this is what changes lives. This is what changes businesses. Now, just for a second, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving, maybe close your eyes for a second and just run over your numbers. If you have your spreadsheet in front of you, sure, pull it up. What was your net profit last year? What did you take home before taxes? Now, you can say after taxes if you want. Double it. What would be different in your life? Literally, what would be different? If your number was 141, what would be different if instead of 141 this year, you made 282? What would be different? Would you save more for retirement? Would you put more away for the kids' college? Would you have gone on another vacation? Would you have bought your spouse or partner a gift? Would you have bought another investment property? Would you have reinvested in more marketing and more systems? Would you have hired? Would you have recruited? Would you have just taken more time off? Would you have handled a specific situation differently? Could you have helped someone that you were not able to help? right? Would you have just had more cash on hand to ride the waves of business ownership? What would you do if next year you had double the profit? And is there anything I've said so far that you could not do, that you're incapable of, that you just don't have the ability to do? I don't think there's a single thing I've said that anybody with enough mental fortitude to even tune into a podcast like this could not go and implement in the next 1 week and be ready for that next transaction, the next two, the next 10, the next 20, the next year's worth of transactions. I believe you could double your profit. I believe if you're not charging enough, if you're compromising a lot, or if you've been lazy, or if you're just brand new, you could increase your net profit by 3x, maybe 4x. Just depends on where you are in your journey, in your business, in your life cycle, in your career, in your value assessment. Now, there's some people that have maybe done a good bit of this work. And so doubling might feel beyond you right now. But what if you went up another 20%? What if? What's the real math there? What if you put that into the market? What if you put that into crypto? What if you put that into property? What if you reduce debt with that? What's the real return on that? How would your life be different if you legitimately had twice the profit in the next 12 months that you had in the last 12 months? And do you believe that if you began offering that much more value and the reputation got out there that you're different, you're premium, you're more valuable, and even that you charge a little bit more, do you think that the positive momentum of that might lead to more transactions also? Do you think you would attract different staff and agents to potentially work with you? Do you think you would attract different opportunities? Do you think you would maybe carry yourself a little bit differently? I believe that you will. I know that you will, because I've seen it happen with my team members and our coaching clients and our conference attendees and our radio show listeners and our YouTube viewers for 2 decades plus. So there's nothing here you can't do. And I don't know of any reason you wouldn't want to. So my encouragement to you, if you're listening or watching or somehow reading this, is do it. Let me know. There's a comment section where you are. Let me know how you feel about this. If you think I'm full of bull, if you're finding any value in this in any way, let us know that too. Leave a review or something. We're going to keep bringing incredible content like this for you. And if you think I could potentially help you implement this one-on-one or maybe even in our group mastermind setting, let me know as well. Somewhere near this episode, there's going to be a link that you could sign up for a quick 15 or 20 minute chat just to see if we could put together a little bit of a roadmap for you. That's totally free. And then if you wanted to inquire about some one-on-one or group help, we could talk about that too. But I'm happy to lay out a vision for you of what are some of the steps. I've given you most of the steps here. For the sake of time though, if you wanted to talk one-on-one, we'd be happy to do that. Click a link. We would be thrilled to get to know you and your business a little bit more and walk you through what it would look like to literally double your profit, get out of debt, build a business, build a life, build a family, take a trip, invest, breathe a little bit, enjoy and love what you do again. We'll talk to you guys on the next episode.